Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and what we will be discussing today is remembering the right perspective. Right now, things in the world are a little bit crazy. Things are hard, there's a lot of uncertainty, we don't know what's going on, and it's really easy to get overwhelmed. It's really easy to give in to fear. And so in that light, it's crucial that we turn to the Word of God for support. And I think that for me personally, what these circumstances have really done for me is helped me, at least in a sense, to understand the way that Bible characters thought about life. You know, have you ever read the story of Abraham? It's right at the beginning of Genesis 15. In Genesis 15, verse 1, so Genesis 15, 1, God says to Abraham, Abram at the time, "Fear not, for I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." And you know, I've read that before and thought, well, wait a minute. Why did God need to tell Abraham to not be afraid? Not because, you know, Abraham was a superman who just didn't ever have any fears, but because if you look at the context, God had promised Abraham that he would have children. In Genesis 13, God said that all the land that Abraham saw, he would give to Abraham and to his offspring. So Abraham knew that there was this promise that he would have a child. And so, yes, he could charge off into war. Yes, all these things could happen to him because no matter what, he would live to have a child. And so, you know, I've thought about that before and thought, oh, well, you know, why did God need to tell Abraham, don't be afraid? Because Abraham knew he would live. Or have you ever wondered, you know, when you've looked at the story of David and Jonathan, in 1 Samuel chapter 20, when David comes to Jonathan and he says, "Your father seeks my life, as truly as I live, there is a step between me and death." And have you ever looked at that and thought, well, wait a minute, David. God promised you the kingship. You haven't become king yet, so therefore, there can't be a step between you and death because you have to live to take the throne. And I think what's helpful to realize is that in times of uncertainty, in times of fear, in times where we have to be still and be patient, we forget what God has promised. This isn't to say that Abraham was not faithful. It's not to say that David wasn't faithful, but it's to say that sometimes we forget. Sometimes our emotions overtake us, and we forget what God has promised. And we need to be reminded. Because it wasn't just that God promised Abraham that he would have children, and so therefore Abraham had to survive. And it wasn't just that God promised David the kingship, and so therefore he had to survive. But God has made a promise to us, to those who are the called, and to those who love him. God has told us the end of the story. God has told us that all things are working together for good, and that nothing can separate us from his love. Paul says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, which includes sickness and disease, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so as this world rages, and as we try to stay strong and courageous in this time of uncertainty, may we remember that there is something that is certain. Our God is working all things for good. For you, if you love him, nothing can separate you from his love. And so no matter where all of this goes, we know the end. And we know that someday these vile bodies will be changed to be like the Lord's. And so shall we ever be with him. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.